Miss Archie, and I am
Love Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone.
Love Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey. I'm your transformational catalyst here with information to shift, open your life, and to have you know that you are the miracle manifesting and to bring more miracles manifesting into your life. We are here the day of the lunar eclipse. Today is it. According to my ephemeris, it has already officially happened, but it's ongoing. It doesn't mean it's just a second. And it was at 14 degrees Sagittarius, 14 minutes, 14:14. So anyone who was born around, let's see what that would be, 14, take away 7, around December 7th is definitely going to be experiencing some kind of a shift. Or the Geminis, anyone born around June? Oh, now, but right now, of course, right now. Anyone born now, this day, or again, the 4th of, let's see, it would be December, or let's see, what square is it? Or September, around the 4th, or let's see, September Pisces, or around, oh, my other people I know, around March 4th. This can feel in some ways, 4th or 6th, anywhere around that, I'm not looking exactly. The eclipse point can be bringing shifts and changes to one's life. And for those of us that are not born, then if you have anything in your astrological chart that would have a relationship, an aspect, with around 14 degrees Sagittarius, you will certainly be feeling this. And the eclipse point, there have been people talking about that it's a Venus eclipse. Not exactly on Venus, but close enough. But a lot of people haven't been talking about that it's squaring Mars, pretty much exactly. People, things are being shaken up in the consciousness of our species and on the planet. Because not only have we just, we're having an eclipse right now, and 2 weeks ago we had the solar eclipse at 0 degrees Gemini. We also have Uranus. Before I get into all this, that's right, sorry. Let me begin with our affirmation and our breathing attunement. Sorry, forgive me. So let's use for our affirmation today. I move through life with grace and ease. So let's do that again. Take in a nice deep breath. Let it go. Breathe in again. Let it go. Get yourself comfortable. Be at ease. And here we go. I move through and live life with grace and ease and joy. Again, I move through, live, and create life with ease and grace and joy. One more time. I'm going to put in another word. I move through, live, and create life with ease and grace, joy, and love. Now, breathe that. Breathe that in. I move through, embrace life, live life, create life with ease and grace, joy, and love. Breathe that in. Take it into your heart. Hold. And gently, with your mouth closed, breathing through your nose, release. Let go. Good. Now inhale again. Take in a nice, deep, easy breath. Oh, fill with love. Fill, 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 fill. And gently, gently, gently exhale. Let go. And now, taking a nice deep breath. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Fill up with love. Hold and release. Let go. Exhale. Ellie Drake, Braveheart Women, oxytocin breath, letting go. Inhale and sigh. With a smile, not a sigh of resignation, a sigh of satisfaction. So, let us talk about the lunar eclipse and the excitement of transiting Uranus, squaring transiting Pluto. This is an intense time, people. This is a mammoth time for transformation. Huge. Uranus squaring Pluto. Uranus is at, excuse me, right now as we speak, Uranus is at 7 degrees, 55 minutes of Aries, and Pluto is at 8 degrees, 53 minutes of Capricorn. And that is close enough. And the square gets to be even more intense on Tuesday, Wednesday. And it stays such till pretty much the end of the month. Actually, it's going to be going on and off within a degree of each other up in and through October. And then it starts going out of orb. I'm glad because these signs are cardinal signs, it's a time of tremendous initiating, taking new steps, bold steps. Will they always be successful? Probably not. Will a lot of them be? Absolutely. It's a time for the new. Is it going to be done easily? Unlikely. A square is a challenge. Doesn't mean it's hard. Simply means it can come as a challenge. And if these particular Uranian-Plutonian squares are affecting your chart, as it happens to be affecting my chart, for sure you are experiencing something. I am willing today to do astrological readings. The issue is because I use my laptop to be on this show, I am unsure how in the world I could actually do your whole horoscope, your whole chart. What I could do is look in the ephemeris and get an idea of your planets, but I would not be able to do your ascendant or your moon, which is crucial in really getting the chart correct. I could see the sun, Mercury, all the rest of the planets, but to see the others, I have to do a chart, and you would have to know your exact time of birth. I'm sure you know your place and date, but you'd have to know exact to do an exact chart. But I could do the other and let you know certain things. So what's happening on the Earth? As I had mentioned in a previous show, because it's Uranus and Aries, the first fire sign, the initiator, the pioneer, the one that moves forward, the one that will let go of the past if the past makes no sense, willing to try something new that has the potential and the possibility to create and be something better, new. And it's the sign of brilliance and the internet and quote-unquote new age. It is the sign of the age we are, the planet, sorry, of the age we are walking into, the age of Aquarius, Uranus is ruled by the planet Aquarius, so it's also humanitarian in a very unique way. It's the whole internet thing. It's new kinds of technology that, it's because it's new kinds of technology, one couldn't say what it is, although in my channeling, I have seen a lot of hologram kind of things. Like even at some point in time, we'll have little rings or necklaces or bracelets. I see it mainly as a ring, that you'll be able to switch something and holograms will pop out like you've seen on science fiction movies. If we were more evolved as a species, we would know how to do it with our own brain power. But that's been closed down to us because as a species, on the whole, we are not as yet spiritually sufficiently evolved. We would make beyond chaos. So Uranus is brilliant, new, unusual, the unexpected. And in the sign of Aries, the very first sign of the zodiac, where things start, the initiator, the truth teller, not always with tact, and the starter, not always the finisher or the continuer, or the path maker. In a challenging aspect to Pluto, the sign of transformation, that digs stuff up from wherever it may have been buried and brings it to light in the sign of Cancer, the sign of the mother, the goddess energy of nurturing, the sign of the home, the sign of taking care of and protection. And if the Cancerian energy feels insecure, it gets defensive. This could be positive or negative, because if something where someone gets defensive, they get scared. And in the sign Pluto, which can be explosive squaring Uranus, what does that say? It can be warlike, which is inappropriate. That kind of way of behaving is outmoded. But could something like that happen with Uranus squaring Pluto? Oh, yes. Aries is the sign of the warrior. It is the sign of war. Although more generals by statistics have been Libra, the sign of partnership, than Aries, which either means that the Libran is out of balance, or the person originally thought that the way you create peace is to create a war, which is kind of backwards thinking, although that's what a lot of people have done. Or to get to the peace, that was the route that was taken. We need to find a better way for our species and this planet to thrive. And happening this particular square right on an eclipse point, this is huge. It's the opportunity to start a new way of being. And will it birth easily? I doubt it. Not with the Uranus square or Pluto. No. It would birth with drama and fanfare and some challenge. It would be like an assisted birth rather than, oh, that was easy. That was a little challenge. However, it's worth it. It's worth it. This is the time for something new, different, loving, caring, supportive. It's also the time for the transformation of the female vibration and bringing it to the fore. This is that whole business of the lunar eclipse being on the planet Venus. Venus is the woman's sign, the sign of love and caring, although actually, the planet isn't always considered female. I'm not, well, when it's ruled by Taurus, it is. But it's strength. It isn't the female goddess energy, any shape or form, as weak. Although goddess energy is never weak. Neither is God energy. It's always strong. It can be soft. It can be gentle. It can be easy. To be any of that, however weak, no. And on eclipse point, it comes forward with strength. tremendously, and the transformation of the Cancerian energy. So see a whole, wow, and my book is out, Mother's Manual. This is perfect timing. And with the fact that the eclipse point is squaring Mars, I'm going to tell everyone to watch how you deal with your anger and frustration, because it'll feel very natural to just get snappish or nasty. A person can justify it to himself or herself, can blame someone, can equivocate, can lie to themselves. This is the thing to really watch out for. Better to pull back and center yourself before you say or do something that could have an unexpected, unforeseen, and definitely unwanted consequence. Now, is anyone going to feel like doing that? No. More likely, you'll feel like rushing through and forward. I mean, for me personally, whose astrological chart is definitely being impacted, both the eclipse as well as the Uranus square Pluto, I have to tell you, without going into astrology or personal or whatever, and I am a Cancerian, okay, and I'm Aries rising. I have to laugh. And yes, the eclipse point is trining my ascendant. So yeah, it makes me feel more Aries than Cancerian, at least the way my Cancerian self would have intuit an Aries might feel. It's the time to strengthen oneself and yet do it in a loving goddess way. And when I was doing a reading for one of my clients this past week, some of the channeling that came out is that our DNA is literally being tweaked. Some more than others. Some people more than others because they are so in the realm of asking for transformation, having prayed for it. Well, surprise, surprise, here it is. So sometimes you might not know who you are. You might feel different than how you were. Things that may have excited you before may have lost that luster. And you may feel it's time for something new, then it is. It is. I'm also getting that it's very important now to look at where you are physically living. Time to start moving out of the big, big, big cities and live in natural surroundings as much as possible, caring for the earth, not crowding and clumping and making a mess. That is to be avoided. If you're going to do that, stay where you are. Because what's needed is caring for the earth and living in harmony and symmetry with the earth and with the natural world. And that can be done even if you're in a city. Recycle, reuse, renew, simplify. Use only what you need. Get rid of the rest. Allow yourself to transform. If you find that certain friends are leaving your life, feel that you're on different wavelengths, love them and let them go. If you're the one that may feel cast aside, look and see if you're the one that needs to evolve. Well, we all need to evolve, but look and see if you have been moving very slowly in the area of personal evolution. It is vital, vital, that every person work on herself or himself to grow spiritually, energetically, and emotionally. And truly, 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 to do whatever work is required to release and let go of the past. Find an energy worker who's amazing near you. Call on me. Find an astounding medium or healer who's really good and work with that person. This is more than simply using words, although words are important. There's a lot of work even on the internet, free seminars, free phone calls. At some point I'll be doing them. I do this show. This is certainly free for you. Allow yourself to breathe into your being. Go into that quiet meditative space and ask for the light of the Creator in whatever way you like to ask for that to clean out yourself and your emotions. And let your guides, let's ask them to. And allow yourself to lie there and allow it to happen. Allow yourself to be released and freed from the constraints of the past. I was at a family gathering recently and discovered that there were some people whom I hadn't seen in surely a long time. And some were still carrying old stuff from the past. People, if you don't work on it, it's going to sit in your cells. It's going to sit in your energy body. It'll sit in your aura. It'll vibrate out and attract you that which you would most likely prefer to avoid. So it's very important to do and allow the transformation to occur. When someone truly is a success, generally they're vibrating with love. Some people confuse full success with lots of money. Now, I'm certainly going to advise that each human being have ample finances. I am working on that also. However, having ample finances for your life is very different than having huge finances with a sour mentality or a negative consciousness. That is not success, because the person may have plenty of money, which I agree is nice. However, if their consciousness is truncated, if it's small, if it's petty, if they are mean, if they are controlling rather than allowing and uplifting of people, then that human being on a spiritual level is very far from being a success. Financially, yes. As a human being, no. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody is living in abject poverty and has no food nor clothing nor place to live and seems to be a quote-unquote nice person that they are a success. No, it's all a multidimensional situation. There is the inner emotional aspect of who a human being is. And look inside yourself. Who's for you to look at? No one else is looking. And be honest and forthright with yourself. One, ask these questions. I love myself. Two, do I love the creation, the earth? Three, do I love other beings? Four, do I uplift myself? How do I uplift myself? how do I express my love for myself, creation, creator, and all of the created? How do I heal myself of anger, pain, sorrow, sadness, regret? Do I let this stuff live inside of me? Do I feed it and nurture it? Or do I see the core of what is the starting point and make a shift there? Do I take an appropriate action that will shift a negative vibration? And yes, there are times to even have a feeling of anger or rage. It's holding on to it that can be harmful. It's taking a correct action and moving forward with love and centeredness that's going to make the difference. Otherwise, we'd have a population of people screaming and howling in so-called righteous indignation and throwing stuff at it. That's just, can't live like that. And yes, there has to be a healing when something inappropriate has occurred. Hold on, I have to drink some of my delicious Enacha Kangen water. Good. People, we're being called forth as beings to grow. We're being called forth as a species to get beyond childhood, babyhood. We're being called forth to be, quote unquote, all we can be. When one reads about either in a spiritual book or in a quote-unquote mundane book about anyone doing anything extraordinary, it's simply an experience of what we are all capable of in our own unique ways, because everyone, every single human being has extraordinary within, everyone. If somebody is living at less than that, which can be any of us, then it's up to that person to look and see how they can do something differently, and all of us to be supportive. That doesn't mean on what they need to do. It doesn't mean to do this whole rescuer, rescuee. It means to empower someone. And yes, some people may steadfastly refuse to allow themselves to be empowered, and do what you can to help them and move on. Do what you have to for yourself and others. I know this sounds horrible. It's something that I have to say is incredibly challenging for me to do. But if there are 30 people who are willing to move forward and they require assistance and support, and one person who absolutely refuses, you do what you can for the one who refuses and ask others to help and support, and do what you can to get those 30 that want to move forward with whatever their challenges may be and help empower that. We may be seeing on the earth a whole lot of people creating astounding miracles in their lives, health-wise, financially, love-wise, energetically, creatively, and with brilliant new talents emerging. By the way, that this Uranus in Aries is also new talents. Parts of the brain may start to open up. Spirit is telling me that new aspects of who we are can come to the fore. You know, human beings are not, this isn't like, okay, we're done. We are constantly evolving. And with Uranus and Aries, new talents in the brain can open, in the nerves, within ourselves, new abilities can emerge within us. And if somebody steadfastly refuses, it's like if someone refuses to take a bath, how close to them are you going to end up sitting? You can give them the water, the cleanser, the loofah or the washcloth, give them the privacy and say, here, bathe. You can even pour the water on them or somehow scrub, but if they steadfastly refuse, and we're not talking somebody unable to, like wounded or something, if they don't get the help for themselves psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at a certain point in time, it's an actual choice. Some people think that refusing to do something isn't a choice. It's all a choice. Not making a choice is a choice. Refusing to evolve is a choice. Evolving is a choice. It's all a choice. There's always choice. Eating healthfully is a choice. Eating garbage and junk is a choice. This whole situation with American obesity and planetary obesity, it's a choice. It's an addiction, and food was my worst, biggest, most horrendous, most awful addiction ever at a certain point in my life. I know what it takes to get through it and past it and beyond it and have it be in the past and be a humongously vibrant, healthy human being. I can help anyone with that who chooses to grow and have help. That is the key. And people with Uranus and Aries who are Pluto in Cancer, really you need to choose. On top of an eclipse, riding Venus and squaring Mars, oh, heck yeah. Because can you feel an impact afterwards? Yes. Will it be easy? I doubt it. It'll be strong and intense, for sure. And that means also don't blame yourself. Don't push yourself. Let go of that as a way of being. No more self-flagellation. Instead, self-awareness. As you become aware, ask for the support and take the steps. Can you feel impatient? Oh, yes. Oh, for sure. Can you feel, quote, unquote, wired? Yes. Meditate. Meditate, 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 meditate. Look in the flame of a candle and go to the still, quiet, blue center. Breathe gently and easily. Or do the bellows breath, Kabbalah Bhati. Go to a yoga class and really learn this. Both the bellows breath and the alternate nostril breathing breath. I'm not going to do that right now. I may do it on another show, but not right now. And allow yourself to do that. Be near water. Take a bath and allow yourself to truly let the water heal you. Put a lovely fragrance in. You can put petals from a flower. You could also use sea salt and baking soda. And let yourself let go of issues and worries and ask the water to clean it away. Use the elements properly of fire and water. Cancer is the water sign. Aries is the fire sign. Cancer is the first sign of the water triplicity, as Aries is the first sign of the fire triplicity, and both are cardinal. They are self-starters. Aries more than any. Cancer usually needs more encouragement. It's that Cancerians require till they come into their own. Then they still love encouragement. Once they've really molded and blended with spirit and aligned, they are self-starters and the nurturers of the zodiac. Does that mean every Cancerian is nurturing? No, because that's a healthy Cancerian. It's also the smother mother that doesn't let someone breathe and is always on top of them. That's not nurturing. That's suffocating. That's an appropriate energy taken in an inappropriate direction and made harmful. So it's also important to know correct boundaries and when to let someone else handle the mantle of their life. Now, an astrology person officially becomes an adult after their first Saturn return. And Saturn does its first return after about 29 years, 28 and a half, 29, now and then 29 and a half years. And there's another Saturn return 29 years later. So to me, a person isn't fully an adult till they're 30. The 20s are the adult in training, the starter adult. And forget the teens. There's nowhere near an adult. That's when a person is experimenting and learning and growing, and in the world we live in now, still needing protection, but really needing to have independence, interdependence, which, by the way, the age of Aquarius is big into interdependence, and then stepping out in their 20s as a young adult. And it's a marvelous, open, exhilarating time. And people need more to be taught how to be responsible while also having freedom. You can't have one without the other. There's no way to have full freedom without being responsible. If you look at the planets in astrology, the responsible planet is Saturn. The planet of freedom is Uranus. So here we have the planet of freedom. And I'm going to do what I want to do the way I want to do it, ta-da, in Aries, the self-starter. Doesn't want to hear anything from anyone. But if you don't take care of Saturn first, how to be responsible and take care of oneself, you can get lost in Uranus. You can get lost out there in the ethers. And now with that planet squaring Pluto, a person can give themselves some serious psychological issues. Not saying that's what has to happen. It isn't. Because the square is an opportunity to grow. And once one grows and clears the issues, it's a trine, and it's a marvelous, amazing opportunity to humongous growth and exploration and experimentation in the new with the love and the caring and the nurturing of the transformational energy. So it's a way to bring something brand new to an individual and the planet, whether with the resources we already have, with something that we're going to bring forth through new abilities within us, amplified by the eclipse point, watching how we handle anger, definitely what's up. It's how we handle anger, rage, pain, problems, war, disputes. And that's from something even included within a human being and dealing with their own issues to within human relationships in families, in work, in friendships, politically, on the planet, among people. Different religions, different colorations, the races. It's very, certainly in the United States and many other places, it isn't so simple as black, white, what are the colors, black, white, yellow, and red. There are so many blends. Our own president is a mix. And it doesn't mean, oh, everybody's a mix. Well, going back millions of years, everybody is. But it's time to acknowledge all of who we are, all of it, all of it, and the great diversity in which we come. like heterosexual, homosexual, and or gay, and then the transsexuals, and then other sexuals that I might not even know the language yet for. If we're created as such, then it's time to understand what in the world we are. Without a judgment, the only thing that is inappropriate sexually, I know this because I was asked years ago to tune in. Really, the only things that are inappropriate is sex with a child. That's a no-no. No. Or with an animal. That's a no. Or with any adult who is unable, incapable of giving consent. That means their mentality is insufficient, or they are in an unconscious state, or in a, like, inebriated, then it's inappropriate to be with that person. And yes, it's always better if love is present. Always. But if two people choose to experiment with one another, and they go into it clearly without lying to themselves or another, and so they choose to be with each other, not with making a permanent, forever-lasting relationship, that's fine. Even if more than one person, sometimes for whatever karmic reason, someone needs to have that. That is their business. This whole concept of it has to be only one way, no. If it had to only be that one way, everybody would do it that only one way. No, there are different reasons for the millennia human beings have been on the planet, the different karmic situations that humans have created, the different energetic configurations and frequencies that people vibrate at, the different aspects of what makes each person up, because we're part and parcel also of everything that exists, sometimes requires different experiences for different people. So long as it's honest, authentic, and as loving as possible. It should never be by force. Force is absolutely forbidden. That's what's called rape. That is not sexuality. And the highest level that I have seen and been shown by spirit, the highest, is when folks, two people, one-on-one, truly love themselves and the other one, and in this space of conscious, full love, choose to connect in an intimate manner, lovingly. Now, a lot of people may think they're there, and some people are, but others are not. Now, let me say a word about Enagic Kangen water. You have heard me say, and I reiterate and say again, that this is a wonderful way for people to get clean of addictions, substance abuse. It literally, the Enagic Kangen water literally changes the energy, the vibration, and the chemistry of the body. It is living, vibrational, ionized water. Water in bottles is dead. Water from the tap is contaminated. Water in bottles is acidic. Even the bottles that say it's alkaline, and I know I have tested them, they are barely alkaline, they have no antioxidant properties, and they are not microclustered, and they are dead. They have no frequency of aliveness to them. And when people drink that, that's what happens to them. Part of the reason for the disease in this country is the dehydration that people are feeling. And when people get acidic, their brains don't function properly. Their bodies don't work well. They get sick and they think more slowly. And they certainly think less clearly. Please, if you would like to be healthy, and truly have vibrant energy, this is the water to drink. You can go to my website, www.goddessheartwater.com, and sign in for a free eNagic ebook. Or you can see a demo online at Kangen Demo, KangenDemo.com. People are having amazing healings in their body from any brain dysfunction through drinking this water. Now, am I going to say drink it and everything disappears? No. I'm going to say really drink it, eat more healthfully, work on your emotional, and get help for this. Get a facilitator who will help you work on your and shift your emotional concerns, psychological, spiritual. Get whatever exercise you can. Live in alignment with your soul. Take the steps. It doesn't mean it happens in a finger snap, boom, boom. It's all a process. And some of it can change in a twinkling of an eye. And fill yourself with the vibration of joy and gratitude. Really, when you wake up, no matter what, breathe and be glad you're alive. Fill yourself with thankfulness for being alive, with the joy and vibration, I'm here. People are releasing pain through drinking this water. I know, I've met them. I know them. It happened to me. Because the water gets into our cells and cleans them out, detoxes them, and repairs them. And it gets supported by our lifestyle. Now, the lifestyle that too many live, and I get too high-tech also, whether it's my cell phone into which I am speaking right now, or my laptop into which I am looking right now, or television or what have you, and the food most people eat, it's really poison. The thoughts many people think, and it's being vigilant, I get them myself, are poison. The vibration and emotions that some people dwell in is poison. This water literally starts changing our frequency. It helps us to think higher thoughts. But again, that's also a conscious choice. So I urge you, and also if you would like a new business, if you'd like to enhance your finances, this is the way to go. This is right before the huge wave that's coming. Everyone's going to have one of these machines. The SP501 is our most popular. The other thing I would like to continue to announce is my book, The Mother's Manual, A Spiritual and Practical Guide to Child Rearing and Motherhood, is being made into 20 small books, Kindles and Nooks. I'm having my graphic designer redesign 3 pages, and until I get them from her, my guy who is making the digital books, we have a temporary pause. So he doesn't have to redesign the redesign and waste time, and then me have to double pay. So we're waiting on that, and there will soon be an updated website with 24 pieces of art, some of which are unavailable, but some of them have already been sold. I'm going to show them anyway because it's so pretty. Are so cute. Some of them are not, some are gorgeous, some are just cute. Most of it is available. And people, we need to look at beauty. Looking at beauty changes the waves in the brain. It even can change the structure in the brain. Looking at ugly, awful, disgusting things changes one's energy vibration. Stop looking at war. It could make someone used to it and change who they are as a being. Look and watch something uplifting or funny or enlightening. be aware of what's happening on the planet so we can see some of the insanity that is occurring. And be aware, we have some people in politics in New Jersey now. In New Jersey. I live in Florida now. And the governor of Florida is acting in an illegal manner. We're looking to throw registered Democrats off the rolls. He's been told to stop by the federal government, by the courts. Does that mean he will? I don't know. We have criminals, people doing criminal behavior who are supposedly supposed to be leaders. People, wake up. You have to be your own leader and connect with people who are also doing something positive on the planet. Now, are you going to find someone who is 100% perfect in every way? I haven't. Are you 100% perfect in any way? I'm not. Everyone I've met personally, work in progress, and also who you are in every given moment. That does not mean use that as an excuse for inappropriate behavior. No. Learn how to be responsible, clean up the mess, help, get support, do what you can, acknowledge it, celebrate, yay, jump up and down, twist and spin, give your prayer of thanks, relax and renew, and support and help others. Volunteer. Give of yourself. And live as balancedly as possible. That doesn't mean that every day, 2 hours to that, 2 hours to that. It could balance out over a week's time or over 2 weeks' time. The balance doesn't mean every day the exact same amount of time for every little thing. Unless that happens to be the way you happen to function. We all function differently. Find the way that is your way. And always, always, always be willing to grow and evolve and rest and renew. Know when to be in the silence. In the stillness. In the quiet. Be with people who know how to do that. Partake of wisdom wherever you find it, from whomever, from a tiny little child, from an old person, from a book, from a buttercup. It's everywhere. Love yourself. Find reasons to celebrate. Make them up. If you're somebody without a partner and you crave love, love yourself. Live as though you have a partner. Love being alive. Give to yourself, give to others. Allow yourself to receive. Open. Open. Truly release the misery of the past, whatever misery might have been there. Let it go. Ugh. Embrace miracles and take the steps. Applaud every single manifestation. no matter how teeny, tiny, itsy, bitsy it may appear, or how huge and awesome and beyond words and peak it may be, and share and pray, pray every day, speak to the Creator within you and throughout infinity. Allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be embraced by the all in all, the all-knowing, all-giving light, beyond language, the miracle that makes manifest all that is. Give thanks. Give thanks with joy that you have consciousness, that you are aware of being aware. I thank you. I am glad you're on this earth. Make as wise choices as you can in every moment. Rectify anything that needs it. Then let go, move forward. Just let it go. I mean, clean it up, let go appropriately. Don't leave a mess. Don't hold on to rancor. Thank you so much for your willingness to grow, evolve, sustain, bless. May you be filled. May you be filled with the living light of creation in every and any way. May you live a life of peace and prosperity, of passion, of possibility. May you have a fabulous family, wonderful work, fabulous pleasure, bliss, joy, challenge to make you grow, to add excitement, spark, interest, challenge. Move forward, move onward, be still. Merge with a buttercup. Merge with the energy of the sun and the sky. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.